Utility poles might be one of the most mundane sights on the side of the road, but depending on what mile stretch of a road you live on, those tall wooden posts could determine how fast or slow the internet connection is inside of your home or business.
What we describe in this new study as the pole problem is really a consumer and household and business problem in North Carolina.
Western Carolina University economics professor Dr. Edward Lopez is one of the authors looking into pole ownership across the state. Lopez says a lack of regulation is holding back North Carolina's economic development and public health, especially as more jobs and healthcare services go online.
You can either have a utility pole system where the pole owners are cooperative, or you can have one where they're disruptive and they hold up the process. The situation right now in North Carolina is the latter, and it's become a problem for North Carolina households and businesses getting served.
The report says pole owners exert market power in ways that can stall broadband expansion, particularly in lower income and rural areas. Lopez says it's especially dire in western North Carolina, where it costs more to run cable due to the rugged topography. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.